Okay, we are based off Lamed Vav. We're on Lamed Hema base. Okay, we're in the discussion of what do you do in the cases of Suffolk? What do you do in the cases of Suffolk? So, on Lamed Hema base, we have the, from Hema Alpha, we have the Mishnah Machlokas between, we'll call it Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. There were other Tanaim involved, but the Gemara is dealing with those two Shitos. Rabbi Meir says that we have a Suffolk Eruv, not a Suffolk Hinuach. Suffolk Eruv was put there in the first place. Because that we pass in Luchumra for sure, as the Shulchan Aruch we saw said. But what if you have, it was Hinuach there, but then your Suffolk, whether something happened to it before or after Ben Hashmashas. Whether it got burned up before or after Ben Hashmashas. Whether it was Truma that became Tamea before or after Ben Hashmashas. So in all those cases, Rabbi Meir says, Hareza Chamar Gamal. This is a donkey camel case, which is like the mushal of, you're trying to pull up one animal and getting pulled by another animal, meaning you're stuck in the middle, and therefore Suffolk Luchumra. That's why the mashal is that you only have the distance between your house and the your potential Eruv that might or might not have worked. While Rabbi Yossi is Mekel, Rabbi Yossi says no, Suffolk Eruv Kosher. That is the Machlokas that we saw yesterday. So the Gemara, based on a Mishnah in Mikvaos, had said where a mayor was Mekel. So the Gemara said, no, it must be the mayor is Machmir by Da'araisa and not by Darabanan. Savi Da'araisa Lachomer, Savi Darabanan Lakula. And remember, this daf has to be seen in the larger context. In every area of halacha, we have rules and regulations what to do b'makam safek. By Dina Mominus, we have a rule. Hamosa Mechaber Olav Araya. By Tumentara, we have a rule. As we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Safik Tumah Bershus Rabim Tahar, Safik Tumah Bershus Yachat Tameh. By Isser Veheter, Safik Darais Lachomer, Safik Darabana Lakula. So in every area of halacha, the Torah has told us rules of what to do. So here it's based on Sveikos, but Chazakos also plays some kind of role. As we'll see today, again, we're not going to go into it so much because obviously it's a major issue, but the issue of how Chazakos affects certain Sveikos cases is a major issue. But now the Gemara says, where are we up to? V'rami de'oraisa ad de'oraisa. About eight lines up from the bottom. The Gemara had just said that Rabbi Meir, by Safik D'Oraisa, says L'chumra, and Safik D'Rabbanan says L'kula. Says the Gemara, okay, I'll ask you one, even from a D'Oraisa, where a mayor seems to say L'kula. So you have a steer in a mayor on a D'Oraisa level. V'rami D'Oraisa, D'Oraisa, the Rebbe Meir, D'Tnan, the Mishnah says in Meseches Taharos, Naga Be'echad Balayla, Ve'ena Yodea Imchai Imeis. Let's say somebody was lying in bed at night, and the next morning they wake up, and the person next to them is not alive anymore, he's dead, but you don't, and you know you touched them during the night, but you don't know if at the time you touched them, they were alive or dead, and let's say it's outside, so there's no Tumas Ohel. Ulamachar Hishkimu Matzo Meis. So is this person Tame Meis or not? He was Vadai Naga, he definitely touched the person, but you don't know if the person, when he was touched, was alive or dead. Rabbi Meir, Mitayr, Vachavim Mitamim. Rabbi Meir says Tahar, and this is a context of a Suffolk D'Oraisa. Is he Suffolk Tameh? Basically, D'Oraisa, a person can become Tameh from a corpse. Suffolk D'Oraisa. And Rameir is Betire. That's the Stira. Because we, in the Mishnah, we said Rameir holds Chub is D'Oraisa, and he's Machmir. And here, Suffolk D'Oraisa, and he's Mekel. Chacham Metamin, and the Chachamim are Metameh. Shekol HaTameos Kishas Metziyasan. Because all Tumos go like the moment like that they are found. In other words, if he's dead now, it must be that he was dead then. And you push back the tumah as far as you can. That's kol tameos kishas mitziyasa. Okay, we had this in Meseches Nida a little bit. Those of you were doing the daft the last time about if a woman finds a kesem, when do you assume the kesem was from? But that's the principle of the chachamim. Important little Tosfos here. Tosfos in the second Tosfos on the Amud says Rameir Metaher. That's the gears on the side. Rabbi Meir Brishas Arabim Iri. Kidatanya Bitosefta. Rameir Metar Shasavik Tumah Brishas Arabim Tahar. The case here is Rishas Arabim. They were lying. They were sleeping in Rishas Arabim, and he woke up in the morning, and that's the reason for Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says Safek Tumah Brishas Arabim Tahar. That's the reason for Rabbi Meir. The kasha is what's the Rabbana Shita. The Rabbanan also holds the principle of Sabik Tumah versus Rabim Tahar versus Yachatame, learned that from Isha Sota. So what's the reason of the Rabbanan? Yeah?
They don't know if
there's Tumah there at all. No, they're Machmir. Remember, they're called to be Rabbi Yasser. So they know this other guy is Tameh now. And Vaday Naga, you just don't know when he became Tameh, when he died. So there seems to be another principle of Kol Tumei B'Shas B'Siyasan that overrides the principle of Safek Tumei B'Shas Rabim. And just a Ha'ara, again, it's part of a larger issue, but just a Ha'ara, that is, there are two ways, all these types of Sfeikas that we're talking about, Hamotzei B'Chaver Lav Araya, all the rules, what do you do Makom Safek? Hamotzei B'Chaver Lav Araya, Safek Tumei B'Shas Rabim, Safek D'Rabbanan L'Chubur, Safek D'Raisa L'Kula. How do you view all of those tools that Chazal have given us, how to function B'Makom Safek? Now, we're going to talk about two different ways to look at all of these tools. On the one hand, are these what we would call a birur, clarity? Once you say, why do you say something to Rosh Hashanah Tahar? Because that's the MS. The Torah said, that's Vada, what happened. Or Moshe Bechaver Lav Araya, I'm holding money, and you come over to me and say, you know what, that's my money. And I say, what are you talking about? Get out of here. And you say, it's my money. And I say, it's my money. And then all of a sudden, you grab it out of my hands, and you go over to a woman and say, Hari, I'm a Kodesh, leave it to us, and we'll ask Moshe Bechaver Lav Araya. So is he Mekodeshes? It's my money. So we say, you have to give back the money. But is that Betorah's Vadai? It's a Birur. It's for sure mine, and therefore if you take it and Mekadesh a woman with it, nothing doing, not even something Mekadeshes. Or do you say, no, it's not what we call Birur, but it's what we would call a Hanhaga. We don't know what the MS is. But the Torah tells you what you have to do, how you have to act in every case. That's called a Nihug, a Hanhaga. So in every case, you have to figure out, is this a Birur, is this a Hanhaga? So by Safek Tumei B'Shas Rabim, Safek Tumei B'Shas Yachid, L'chora, that's not a Birur. I mean, what difference? There's more of a chance that it's Tahar or Rosh Hashanah. You have a piece of meat lying in Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. So there's more of a chance it's Tahar in Rosh Hashanah. There's probably more strangers who are Tamei walking around in the street. So there's more of a chance in Rosh Hashanah. No, so L'chor, the Achronim say, that has to be a Hanaga. You don't know what the Metzias is, but you have to function. Life has to go on. So what do? The Torah tells you the rule. Savik Torah Rosh Hashanah, Tahar, Savik Torah Rosh Hashanah, Tamei. But by the other ones, by the other rules, it's not so clear that it's a Hanhaga. That one seems to be a Hanhaga. Hamotzei B'Chaver Lav Araya. Is that a Birur for sure? I'm holding the money, so it's for sure mine? Maybe. Rabbi Chanan has the two dais. Maybe it could be mine, but maybe you could say, no, you don't know. So unless you prove otherwise, we're going to keep it and it's going to be mine. So here too, what's going on? There's a Chazaka Dahashta. The guy is dead. So when we say, Kol Tumei B'Shas B'Siyasan, is that just a Hanhaga? You don't know what to do, so you treat it as if he died earlier. See, if it's on Hagga, so maybe that's equal kind of to Safek Tumei B'Shas Rabim versus Kol Tumei B'Shas B'Siyasan. But it could be what Seth was saying was that why does this beat it out? Maybe there's a Ksas Birur here. Maybe the fact that there's a Chazaka, that a person died, so you assume there's a Cheskas Chayim, but maybe there's also a Chazaka the Hashta. And therefore, maybe that's why it beats out the Safek Tumei B'Shas Rabim. Again, you have to know exactly how it works, because sometimes Chazakas are contrasted to Roves. And Chazaka is called the Hanaga, and a Rove is called the Birur. So again, every case you have to match up and think about the Svaras, but maybe that's a Svara for the Rabbanan. But anyway, we're asking it to be Meir. But Talmud Torah is even the Rabbanan, right? Even the Shita that we're not talking about. So says the Gemara in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir is Machmir to Safek Tumah, in the Safek Daraisa, and here he's Mako by Safek Daraisa, answers the Gemara, Amr of Yirmiyah Mishnah Seinu, Shehaya Allah Sheretz Kol Ben Hashmashos. No, our Mishnah, you know why he's Machmir? Because there was a Sheretz on the Truma all Ben Hashmashos. So that's why, so you know, it's not a question, it's not really a Safek. So the Gemara asked the obvious question. Ihachi Labor of Yossi Safek Eir of Kasher? So if there was a sheretz on the tuma, on the truma, all ben hashmashos, so Rabbi Yossi's going to be mekel in that case? That's not a suffix. So how could that be? So the Gemara immediately rejects it and gives another answer. Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Gleana Shas is bothered. Says, what was the havim the Gemara was asking? That he said, of course the Gemara is about to ask Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves up at Tzarachi and he says, I have another possibility that the Gemara could have suggested. I don't know why the Gemara didn't suggest it. And then the Gemara wouldn't have had the kasha of Rabbi Yossi in the next line. Why does it say that the sheretz was on there kol bein hashmashos? All bein hashmashos, and therefore it's vadai, we put on there beforehand, and it's vadai, Rabbi Yossi is going to say, Rabbi Yossi is going to say tar in that case. What about if it was there for a second, you know it was vadai there for a second during bein hashmashos? A second during bein hashmashos. So then what? So then, for a mayor, it's still Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. So according to a mayor, it would work. But then Rabbi Yossi can be Mako, because it's still a Safek there. Still a Safek. If it was there, vadai, all bein hashmashos. So then, okay, you have the next kashos. What was the Gemara thinking? But over here, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Gilead Hashas, Tamuali. Why do you say the sheretz was there, all bein hashmashos? Say, Bepshitas, that it was there for a second. You know, Bavadai, it was there at 6:08. But Bein HaShemashas is by definition a time of Safek. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, he'd be Machmer, Safek the Raisa Lechomra. According to Rabbi Yossi, he could still be Mekel. Because he's only there for a minute, and you say Lakula there. And he says, Vahashem Yair Einai. Right, the three allies through Hashem should put light on my eyes. So somebody told me last night that there's a difference between when Rabbi Kiva Eger says Hashem Yoyer Einai and when he says Sorachim. Right, what's the difference? I never really thought about it. So somebody told me from one of the Rebbeim that Sorach Ian means there's a kasha from another Gemara. Steering Gemaras. Sometimes he says, Ayin Krisus Daf Kuf. There is no Krisus Daf Kuf. But Ayin Krisus Daf Lamed or Chaf. And Sorach Ian. So okay, it's Sorach Ian, it's kasha. So it's not so bad, because you can learn our Gemara. But when it says Hashem Yira Einai, it's a kasha Mineyu Bey. It's a kasha from the Gemara itself. Oh, Hashem, I need some light. Hashem Yira Einai. So that's Rebbe Kiva's question. The Rishash tries to be Meir Einei Rebbe Kiva Eger. What does he say? Rishash says, just the Hara. Rebbe Rishash says, if you look in Brachas Daf Beis, the first daf we did together, it says that Rebbe Meir holds like Rebbe Yossi that Bein HaShemashas is Geherafayin. So says the Rishash, that's bombish what the Gemara is saying. It was there called Bein HaShemashas because both of these Tanoim under discussion, Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi, hold Bein HaShemashas is Geherafayin. So it wouldn't make a difference to say even for 1 minute. That's what the Gemara couldn't have asked that. Because both of them hold that Bein HaShemashas is Geherafayin for a second. So having a sheres there at any second is called Bein HaShemashas. And the Gemara wouldn't have the kasha again about how could Rebbe Yossi be Mekel? Was there all Bein HaShemashas? That's the horror of the Rishash. He quotes Rebbe Kiva Eger and then says, suggests that. But if it's by the second to last line of Basement, Basement, Brachas, where Meir Stavak Kirby Yossi, then he holds the Bein HaShemashas Geherafayin. Okay, but anyway, according to the Gemara that we have, so it's a kasha. We're back to the question of what's the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi. So the Gemara answers, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Rebbe Yossi, Dami Chavayu, Hacha B'Shteki Te'eda Maskina. No, you know what we're talking about? Not that it wasn't a sheretz there the whole time. So what's the case? We have two sets of witnesses, what we call treyu trey. You have two sets of witnesses in your case. Achas omeres mibo yom nitma, v'achas omeres mishachashecha. Two witnesses. Reuben and Shimon come in and say, you know what? The truma that you put there became tamei before Shabbos. And the other two eidim say, no, what do you mean? It was Fatay knife time already. What are you talking about? There were three stars out. So achas mishachashecha. So that's the suffix. It's the suffix created by two witnesses. So what's the machlokas? Reb Meir is mach, Reb Yossi is mekel. What's the machlokas? So Rashi here explains that it's expanded upon by other Rishonim. How do you view treyu trey? Comes up in the second parak of Maseches Ksubis. When you have two witnesses that clash, do you view that as, okay, they clash, they cancel each other out, and then like it's like they're not there. And therefore, you go by what was there previously, if there's a chazaka involved. So says Rashi, that's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi says, treyu trey is machishos, they contradict each other, they cancel each other out, okay, they're not there. And therefore, you go by the previous chazaka, that it was a good truma, the suffix tara of the truma. Or do you say that, no, when you have two witnesses that clash, fine, it's a stira, but you can't say it's as if they're not there. They're machish each other, so they've created a stalemate. But it's not that they cancel each other out. They've canceled out what you're supposed to do, but they've created a stalemate. But they're two witnesses. The Torah says two witnesses are significant, and you have to treat them as significant, so your hands are tied. But each one is significant. That's what Rashi here says. According to Rabbi Yossi, you'd say, Uki Trey Bahadi Trey, Buki Tremua Acheska Kamaisa. You go by the Chazaka Kamaisa, because they cancel each other out. And the Rameir says, no, Ika Kata Mafkale Michazake. There's the one Kat that goes against the Cheska Star of the Truma. You can't say it's not there, just because you have another two witnesses against. So that's why, how do you view Treyu Trey? Do they cancel each other out, and therefore you're back to what you, step one, which was the previous chazaka, or do you say that they're significant? This is also called, suffik, is Treyu Trey suffik to Oraisa, or Treyu Trey suffik to Rabbanan? That's how the Ritva here formulates it. Treyu Trey suffik to Oraisa means that they, we do the Lashon, where's my Ritva? Treyu Trey, Lor Meir, to call the Alkata Omeres Nitme Samchinon, to call Treyu Trey Sveka Daraisa, Velo Mukmi Milsa Beches Kase. They've created a Sveka Daraisa, which is a stalemate. Avo Rabbi Yossi Zavadim Chal Treyu Trey Sveka Darabananu, Ubukmina Milsa Beches Kase, Vafilo Bezer and Daraisa. So that's the case, nothing to do with the Sheretz being there. The case of Machlokas between Rameir and Rabbi Yossi is about how do you view Treyu Trey. A second possibility, Rava Amar, Hasam Trey Chazki Lakula Vahacha Chada Chazaka Lakula. What's the difference? Remember, we're trying to answer the Sira between when you touch the guy at night, you don't know if he died or not, where a mayor is Mako, and the case of Tchum, where a mayor is Machmir. Says the Gemara, no, over there by the case of the mace, there are two Chazakos that are Lakula. Hasam Trey Chazaki Lakula. There's the Chazaka of the dead guy, he had a Cheskas Chayim up until when he died, and also the person has a Cheskas Tara. The alive person who we're talking about. So there are two chazakas. V'hacha chada chazaka l'kula. And over there, by the truma by the tchumches is only one chazaka cheskas tahara. There's a chazaka, not tahara. There's a chazaka that the bread was there and it was tahar. But that's one chazaka. So therefore, two. In that case, that's why he is mako, and he's not mako in the tchumches. That's opposed to the side. The question is, how do you? Right. So the question is, there are other chazakas. There's the chazaka tahashta. Also, Chazaka Dahashta also has some significance. So again, the Gemara here says two and one, but obviously other factors involved as well. Right, that it was Tahar and that it was present. Right. I'm saying that it's both. I don't know if that's two or one. It was, maybe the emphasis of the Gemara is that it's two Chazakas of two different sources, not just of the same, you know, the same item. So maybe it's the person and the two people, so maybe that's the emphasis of the Gemara. So fine, that is the discussion of Rabbi Meir. But we're back, as we made reference to yesterday, Kasha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. We have a steer in Rabbi Yossi. Forget Rabbi Meir. Because the Mishnah that we brought yesterday on the top of Amud Beis, right, what happened? You have a suffix, if the guy went into the mikveh or not, suffix if the mikveh was kosher or not, suffix if all this. So what was that, remember that Mishnah? So the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Meir says, by a suffix Durabanan, you can be Mako. And Rabbi Yossi says, even by a suffix Durabanan, you have to be Machmir. So right, if you have a suffix, you know, by achal ochlin tamei, and if you're only tamei midra banan, Rabbi Meir still says meiko, and Rabbi Meir says meiko, and Rabbi Yossi says lachumra. So kasha, because our Rabbi Yossi in our tchum case says lakula. So again, the opposite stira in Rabbi Yossi's. So Amar Avuna bar Chinina, shani tuma hol v'yeshlo ikir min haTorah. No, shani tuma. Don't ask me from the case of tuma because yeshlo ikir min haTorah. Tumah has an ikar min haTorah. There's a model for Tumah in the Torah. There's Tumah, Daraisa. So there's Tumah midrabanan. So therefore it's different. Where is Rabbi Yossi Machmir by a drabanan that's Yeshlo ikar min haTorah? But if ain't lo ikar min haTorah, so then like Tum, so let's finish the line. Shabbos, Ami, Daraisa, Nindu. What do you mean? In the case of Shabbos, that's also Daraisa. So says the Gemara, Kasava Rabbi Yossi, Tchum midrabanan. No, Rabbi Yossi holds Tchum is drabanan. And therefore, the Gemara calls Tchum Ein lo ikar min haTorah. It's 2 points. Number one, so what does Rabbi Yossi say? He's machalik between Yeshlo and Ein lo ikar min haTorah. So why is that? They're both drabanans. So what's the significance about a drabana of Yeshlo ikar min haTorah? So Rashi here says, and about the fourth, about the 15th skinny line, Dibraskel Hoil, Dilo lacy lizulzule besafik tfilas tuma daraisa. Because there's Yeshlo ikar min haTorah, if we're Mako by the Drabanan, you might come to be Mizalzel in the Da'oraisa. They're close to each other. So it's a practical issue of, you know, if Yeshlo ikar could be more confusing with the Da'oraisa itself. But maybe there could be another idea. Again, I didn't see this in the Rishonim, but it's another definitely possible idea. Yeshlo ikar min haTorah doesn't mean not to do with anything that it's Asi Lizalzule. No, but just inherently. Inherently, if you have a Drabanan that's patterned after a Daraisa, that has its roots in the Daraisa concept, that B'mahus is a more Chomer than Drabanan. I do with Asi Lizalzule. But Yeshlo ikar min haTorah is B'mahus, it's more Chomer. You have to treat it like a Daraisa in the case of Safek here according to Rabbi Yossi. So again, it's two ways to understand this idea of Yeshlo or Ein lo ikar min haTorah. Something else to say, but let's continue. If we have time, we'll come back to another ha'ara on that line. There is another important issue that the Rishonim talk about here, and that is the Gemara here calls Tchum Ein lo ikar min haTorah. There's no hint of Tchum in the Torah. There's a major machlokas Rishonim whether Yud Beis Mil is a din daraisa. In other words, we've been speaking about up until now the concept of 2,000 amos. 2,000 amos is the Tchum. So that's Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, another Tanaim. Most Rishonim Paskin, that's Durabanan. So then Durabanan, Tchum is Durabanan. Fine. But there's another type of Tchum, much farther out. Not 2,000 Amos, but 24,000 Amos outside of your city. That's called Yud Beis Mil. And many Rishonim hold that that's a Din D'Oraisa. Even if Tchum, 2,000 Amos, is a Durabanan, so but 24,000 Amos, Yud Beis Mil, is a D'Oraisa. But the Ritva here says in our Gemara, Ritva says, "V'yesh lomon mikan demand amar tchum in drabanan ein lohem shum ikar min haTorah v'afilu biyodim mishnei masar mil." What does our Gemara say? That tchumin is ein lo ikar min haTorah. There's no model in the Torah. So if you say Yud Beis Mil is daraisa, how could the Gemara say that? So the Ritva says, "Haraya that even Yud Beis Mil is drabanan against the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says yeshlo. If it's yeshlo ikar min haTorah, then you're back to the Gemara's question. The Gemara would never say ein lo ikar min haTorah if it's Yud Beis Mil is drabanan." But there are other Rishonim that don't hold that way. If you look at the Rambam, for example, the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Chav Zayin, Hayotzei chus la tchum hamadina b'Shabbos loke you go outside your Tchum on Shabbos, you're loke. You get Malkus, right? The Araisa. Says the Rambam, for lo nothing a Torah shir lo tchum zeh, aval chav ha-chachamim hetikah she tchum zeh hu chutz l'shem asar mil, k'negen machane Yisrael. Ha-chachamim said, you walk out 12 mil, 24,000 amos, so that's where, that's the daraisa. Umidivrei sofrim shlo yezi adam chutz l'ir ela alpayim amma. Rambam doesn't pass on the Rabbi Akiva. 2,000 amos is darabanan, but the Rambam has the daraisa. So what does the Rambam do with this Gemara? The Rambam says that Yud Beis Mil is the daraisa of the tchum. And our Gemara says tchum is ein lo ikar min ha-Torah. So the Ritva quotes the Ravid. Amazingly here, the Ravid is masking with the Rambam. Right? The Ravid is not, it's not amazingly, being a little sarcastic. But the Ravid there on the Rambam is not masking. And here the Ritva quotes the Ravid, says the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. Right? The Ravid agrees with the Rambam 98% of the time. We make such a big deal, oh, the Ravid always argues with the Rambam. 98% of Rambams in Mishnah Torah, there is no Ravid, which means he's masking. The Ravid, that he argues, he's just very, very vociferous. He makes a lot of noise. Okay, so then, so that's why Machlokes Rambam Ravid. Okay, he's very strong. When he argues, but 98% of the time he's silent, so it means he agrees most of the time. So says the Ritva, he quoting this Ravid, of a Ravid he reads, no, even if you want to say that Tumah, that Tchum, Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, still the Gemara makes sense. Because similar, I guess, to what Rashi was saying, when you have a case of Tumah Daraisa, Tumah Darabanan, you can say that's Yesh Lekim and HaTorah, because this Tumah is very similar to the other Tumah. You're both Tameh, you're going into the Mikvah. So if you're Mezalzel, if you're Mekel in one case, you might be Mekel in the other case. 2,000 amos and 24,000 amos? You're going to get mixed up with those two shirim? They're very far from each other. They're very far from each other. So therefore, you don't have to be worried. So the Gemara would still call that an Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. Right, the harachokim heim zeh mizeh, el drabanan esmachinu lagamri, atchum meir levim. Hilkot, zeh drabanan, greida chashivu lakula. So that's what the Rambam and the Ravid would say. No, it's very far from each other. And because it's very far from each other, you're not going to be worried that asidli did the daraisa. What do the other shittas hold? What is the Ritva saying? I ain't lo ikar min ha-Torah. Right? So why is that such a proof? Maybe it's like what the Ravid says, that it's very far. So maybe it's the other understanding that I said. No, ain't lo ikar min ha-Torah. It's not about, you know, asi liday. It's about b'mahus. If there's no source in the Torah, connect to the Torah for this idea, b'mahus, that is make l'kula. So says the Ritva, this has a model in the Torah, if you say it's a tchum in daraisa. Doesn't matter how far it is, but it's yesh lo ikar. The yesod of it is in the Torah. So that's the raya. So maybe what the machlokas between these Rishonim are, whether this is a proof or not, is belumdus. How do you understand the difference? Why should yesh lo ikar min ha-Torah be different? Is it because it's connected and you might get confused more? So then this isn't a proof because they're too very far from each other. Or do you say, no, nothing to do with you might come asi liday, but just b'mahus, it is more machmir. Okay. Says the Gemara, line 5, Yibayisema, a second answer to answer up the Stira and Reb Yossi's, Hadi de Hadi Rabbi, like we said yesterday, one case, he's talking, and our Mishnah he's talking, and, I'm sorry, in our Mishnah his Rebbe's talking, in the case of Mikvos, he's talking. Dekanami, I'll bring you a proof. Tani, what did Reb Yossi say at the end of our Mishnah? Amar Reb Yossi, Avtom is Hayin Mishum Chamisha Zakenim Shasavik Yerf Kasha Shemamina. So he's quoting somebody. Avtom is said in the name of five Zakenim. He's quoting it just like yesterday we said in Rameir. Shamati. Shamati means his Rebbe. So here too, says the Gemara means his Rebbe. Rava Amar, a third answer to answer upstairs in Reb Yossi. Hasam, Hainatama de Reb Yossi. Why is Reb Yossi over there by the mikvah case? Why is he machbir? Hami Tomi al Cheskaso Vemelo Tavel. There's a Cheskas Tumma of the Gavra. Right, we don't know if the tefillah was kosher or not. So there's a cheskas tum of the person. So the Gemara says, one second. Adrabba, hamin mikvah cheskaso, v'imalo chasar. What do you mean? The mikvah also has a cheskas kashrus. Right? You know yesterday the mikvah had Avraham saw, and today you don't know. Right? So there's a cheskas tar of the, so why should the man's chazaka be stronger? So the Gemara says, no. We're talking about a case where there was no cheskas kashrus of the mikvah. The mikvah shlo nimda, a mikvah that was never measured, or other Rishonim say it was measured a long time ago, so it's lost its cheskas kashrus, and therefore, that's why he's machmir in that case and mekel in our case. Tanya, good kasha, how often do you have to measure the mikvah? Again, our mikvahs are much larger anyway. So if you have a mikvah that's very exactly, everyone saw, so then I guess you have to measure it pretty often, because every time somebody goes to the mikvah, water comes off with them. Right, that's just by definition. If somebody has water on them, so if it's close, but our mikvahs are so much larger, you know, you don't have to worry. Tanya, the Tosefta says, case in our Reb Yossi's of a gear of kosher. What's the case in our Mishnah where Reb Yossi said a suffik eriv is kosher? Eriv, some examples. Eriv b'truma suffik mi bo'odom nitvei suffik mi shechashecha nitvei. You put truma there and it's a suffik whether it got tameh before Shabbos or after Shabbos. V'chein peiros, or if you put fruit there, suffik mi bo'odom niskenu suffik mi shechashecha niskenu. Suffik whether you know trumas and maestros were taken off. right? But you don't know when they were taken off. Niskanu, fixed. You don't know if the Trumas and Maisos were taken off before or afterwards. And again, if it was Tevel, you can't use it for an Erev, because Tevel is Asur Achila, right? So that's what we mentioned in the previously in the Mishnah. Zehu, Suffik Erev Kosher. And these are the examples where Rabbi Yosi would say, Suffik Erev, you don't know if it happened before or after Shabbos, and therefore it's kosher. Aval, but in the following cases, even Rabbi Yosi would be Machmir. Erev Betruma, Suffik Torah, Suffik Tameya. You put Truma there, but you don't know in the first place if it was Tameh or Tahar. It might have gotten Tameh 2 days ago. Or you put fruit there, or you don't even know bichlau if Shumas and Maisos was taken off. Ain't that something of kosher? That's not Rabbi Yossi would not say there that that's lakula in that case, because there you have a problem originally. You don't have any. You don't have a vada hinuach in a good way. So Gemara asks now in the first. Piece of the Tosefta. Remember what was the first piece? If there's a suffix whether it got tummy before or after, you're mako. If it's a suffix when Trumas or Maisos were taken off before or after, you're mako. Ask the Gemara, how do those two work together? Maishna Truma, why in the case of Truma are you mako? Why? Because you say to Amar Hami Truma al Chazkasa Vema Taharahi, because you say the Chazaka de Meikara works, the original Chazaka of Tara works, it must have gotten tummy later, and that's why you're mako. So if you're going by Chazaka de Meikaras, then the next line doesn't make sense. Peiros Nami, with the fruits. What's the Chazaka de Meikara of the fruit? That they are a Tevel, that Trumas and Maisos were not taken off, and then you have to be Machmer in that case. Hamit Tevel Chazkasko Beimalonis Kanu. Right, so how does Rabbi Yossi make on those two cases? If you go by Chazaka de Meikara, the original Chazaka, the first case you should be Meikara, the second case you should be Machmer. So Gemara says, Lo Tema Savim Yibodjom Niskanu. You're right. Don't say that the case is whether, you don't know whether the Trumas and Maisos was taken off before or after. Really, it was Mesukan before. You took out Trumas and Maisos 2 weeks ago. And these are fine, good payers. There's a Chazaka to Meikara that they're fine. But, you know that the problem came up, similar to the first case, that it became Tameh, Ela'ema, Savi mi be'odyom nidmu, Savi mi Sheikha Sheikha nidmu. It became Medume. And that's the problem here. What's Medume? Rashi has two deos. The usual translation of Medume is when you have a mix, you have some chulin, and Truma gets mixed in. Truma gets mixed in. That's Medume. So you don't know what to do. So that's the question here. Medume, Truma got mixed into your chulin. You don't know when. So that's where he says it's Meiko, because there's a Chazak of the Meikara there. If you say that, though, Rashi points out, you have to see our Mishnah is according to Sumchus. Sumchus, who says Truma in an Eir for Yisrael is no good. Because remember, the Rabbanan said, as long as it's Roy for somebody else, it's okay. We had that on Chavav Amadeis in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek. So that's the first day of Rashi, which fits in to the word Medume. But the second day of Rashi, which Tosfos says, Tosfos in the middle, little Tosfos of Safik likes also. No, maybe here Medume, even though it's not usually used this way in the rest of Shas, maybe Medume here, because we're talking about Tevel. Medume means some Tevel fell in, not some Shuma fell in. And then it could be Lekulei Alma, because you have a Safik, whether you can eat it or not, the Mishnah doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say it's Dafka according to Sumchus. So that's the other day up. In Rashi, what's the case that we're talking about here? There's a great gra on Medume, but we'll continue and remind me before the end that the gra in Parshas Zos Habracha. Okay, we'll come back. Bar Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, May Rav Huna, how you lefan of shteki karus, achas tamei v'achas tahora. You have in front of you two loaves, one tamei and one tahor. You're about to set your eruv and then go home. So remember, we said if you're at the makam of the tchum, you don't need any chalas, right? You just stay there yourself. But lechor, the case must be that you're there. You have these two chalas in front of you. One is tamei, one is tahor. Va'armar irbu li b'tahor b'chalakom shehi. Whichever one of you guys is tahor, you're my eruv. So mahu, does that work? Does that work in that case? Tiboy Rabbi Meir, Tiboy Rabbi Yossi. And Rashi here says we're talking about Truma. Because Truma Tameya, Chulin Tameya, are Yisrael's allowed to eat. So we're talking about the Truma. Truma Tameya. Once Truma Tameya, once Truma Tahora. So Tiboy Rabbi Yossi, Tiboy Rabbi Meir. And the question is, Bein Rabbi Yossi, who was making our Mishnah, or Rameir? So Akan Lakam Rameir Hasam. Maybe Rameir was only Machmir in our Mishnah. Why? Deleka Tahora. Because Rameir, there's no Tahar Vadai there. It's suffic if there was some stars, because there was stars. You have to be machmer there. But aval hacha hachi ha'ika tahora. Here, this vade one that's tahor. So maybe Rameir would agree in this case, lakula, that it is a good eruv. Odil avi Rabbi Yosi lo kamar ela hasam. Maybe no, the other way. Maybe even Rabbi Yosi, who was makel on our Mishnah, only said that. Why? Demisati tahora yadale. Because let's say you're makel on the tzad that it became tameh only after Shabbos. So at least at the moment of bein hashmashes, it's roi for you. It's accessible. Aval hacha halo yadale. But here, even if you'd be there, fine. There's one for sure that's tar. It doesn't help you. There's one that's tameh, and you don't know which one. So you have the question according to both. So Amalei, so the answer that Rav Huna gave him was, No, according to either Tana, no, you need a Suda Haru'i Mibodyom. You need a Suda that Omaisa you could partake in at Ben Hashmashas, and here you can't, according to either Manta Amar, because you don't know which one, even though you have a Vadek Tahar there, you don't know which one it is, and therefore, it is a problem according to both of the Tana. Period. Boy, Mene Rav Meir of Nachman, a similar case asked, when something is happening at Ben Hashmashas. Rav asked from Rav Nachman, what if I have a loaf in front of me and I say, today, Friday, this should be regular chol, but tomorrow Shabbos, I'm giving this to the Beis HaMikdash. It should be hektish. And I know a dvar hektish, I'm not allowed to use as an Eruv. So the question is, what did I have in mind? I said, today it should be chol, tomorrow, meaning Shabbos, it should be kodesh. So if tomorrow it's kodesh, But when is it supposed to work for me? At Bein HaShmashos. It has to be Kohen HaShvisa. But at Bein HaShmashos, it has to be Chulin at Bein HaShmashos. So is it Kodesh yet already by the Bein HaShmashos? That's the question of the Gemara. I said tomorrow it should belong to the Beis HaMikdash, but I need it at Bein HaShmashos to still not belong to the Beis HaMikdash in order for me to have a good Eruv. So is it a good Eruv or not? When you use that Lashon, Hayom Chol Ulamachar Kodesh, V'Amar Eruv Libazeh, and you said that Lashon, Mahu, what's the Halacha? Amar Lei Eruvo Eruv. So the Halacha is, the Erev works. In other words, it must be that my das was that first it should remain chulin in Bein HaShmashos, and therefore it's a good Erev, and only after that it becomes hektish. And if it becomes hektish afterwards, doesn't matter, that's okay. Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Chol. But what if you say the opposite? Today, Friday, I'm going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash, and tomorrow should be Chol. All right, what do you mean it could be Chol? Once it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, what are you doing? You can't take it away from the Beis HaMikdash. So the answer is no. Rashi says, tomorrow, I'm going to be poda it onto money, and the money is going to be Kodesh, and then this bread is going to go out to Chulin again. And you have to pay a fifth. You have to pay, L'chor, the Bailam have to pay a fifth, but we've mentioned in the past, Ein Chomish Ma'akev. So Chomish is not Ma'akev, but let's say you have to pay a fifth. Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Chol, you have to do that by Maiser Sheni. You have to do that by Hekdash as well. I think you have to do it by Hekdash as well. V'yamar Eberli Baseh. So what if you have the opposite case of you say, today should be Kodesh and the Lachah should be Chol. Maho, what's the din there? Is that a good Erev? The Gemara says, Amalei, ain't Erev Erev. No! It's not a good Erev. Because then, it's Hekdash. And the question is, when did it switch? So we're only the person's Das, that it's Hekdash longer during Ben HaShmashos. So therefore, your Erev doesn't work. So Maishna, so asks Rava from Rav Nachman, what's the difference? Amalei L'chitech L'lei Kur Demelach. Okay, when you eat a little salt, so then I'll tell you the answer. We have this in Masechel Shabbos. What does that mean? I'll eat a little salt. We'll mention it in a second. First, let's just do the answer. Hayom chol l'machar kodesh. What's the difference? Because basically, you go by what's the chazaka to beikara. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. In the first case where it's going from chol and becoming kodesh, misveka lo nachta lekedusha. So then misveka, you push off the time that it becomes kodesh. When it becomes kodesh, later on, therefore it's chol through Beis HaShmashos, and only later on it becomes kodesh. Hayom kodesh l'machar chol, but in the second case, misveka lo paka lekedusha seminei. But misveka, the kedusha is in paka, and it remains hektish. Okay, so it sounds like that you go by chazaka de meikara. The question is, why didn't the Gemara just say that? Go by chazaka de meikara. It says lo paka. It sounds like there's a special din of kedusha. Lo paka kedusha mine. Lo nichlas kedusha mine. So if you look in Reb Chaim al Rambam, the Reb Chaim says this has nothing to do with chazaka de meikara. Based on a problem in the Rambam, Reb Chaim said this is a din in hektish. It's a din in Hilchas Erevin. The Reb Chaim says no. He says that Pashut the Hadakam Ragomar misveka lo nachla le kedusha ain't a pirish bishim de misveka mukminon le acheskas chulin. Kiim who din bifnei atzmo behektish betoras vadai the misveka lo nachta le kedusha hektish the status of hektish only is in certainty cases in vadai cases that's where hektish comes and goes. That's a din in hektish, not a regular case of chazaka de meikara or chazaka de hashta. So that's the pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara says hektish only start in the first case. Hektish only comes later. Why? Because it's bevadoi. It's only later. Once you have hektish, hektish is not lost until there's certainty, and that's only later after Ben HaShmashos. So it's a special din in hektish. Hektish has to deal. You have to deal with bevados. You don't deal. It's not a regular case of sveikas. Because Ben HaShmashos is a suffix time period. So therefore, you don't know when he had in mind that it should become hektish or not become hektish anymore. So that's why it's a case of suffix. Number one. Why isn't it nolad? A new status is not nolad. If you're fixing something, let's say you're be tovel kalim on Shabbos, that's tikkun. There you're creating a new status, therefore you could use it now. But changing a status is not nolad. I'll ask you another question though. We know there's an iser drabanan of bekachu memkar on Shabbos. right? For transactions to happen, I can't sell you something, buy something, even give you something, we paskin. That's why if you're ever going to give a present, you're going to give a bottle of wine to the people you're going to on Shabbos afternoon, or you're going to give a present to the Bar Mitzvah boy Shabbos morning, right? There are two ways. Either say, I'm not giving it to you, you'll be koni it after Shabbos. That's the old Maisa Kenyan on Shabbos, Chalosa Kenyan after Shabbos trick. Or you say, you're mezake it to the other person on his behalf before Shabbos. I'm going to give it to my friends. My friend's not around. I get the shul before davening. He's going to come 10 minutes late. So I'm going to say, here, take this bottle of wine for so-and-so, and you're mezake them before Shabbos. That you're allowed to do. Okay, that's usual. Transactions are usher. So the halach is, if you look in the Mishnah in Beitza, the Mishnah Beitza says you're not allowed to be makdish either on Shabbos. Even though it's a mitzvah to be makdish, give something to the base of Mikdash, you can't be makdish, you can't give something to the base of Mikdash on Shabbos. What about, asks Reb Chiva Eger in all these cases, what if you have a Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos and only the Chalos on Shabbos? So is that allowed? I'm going to give you the it before Shabbos, but it's going to be yours after Shabbos. So does that work or not? So he has a suffix, so he's... Note there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim on this. What's the reason for the Mekach, the Isser Drabban and the Mekach Memkar? So that has to do, we're not going to get into it now, but that has to do with whether just the Chalosa Kinyan, the effect of the Kinyan, would work on Shabbos. But it has a tremendous nafkaminas for example, last Pesach, when you have Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. So when you sell the chametz to the guy, the rabbi's not going to meet with the guy on Shabbos morning, on Erev Pesach. So what's he going to do? He's basically going to do it on Friday. So there's a big discussion in the Achronim. So what are you going to do? You're going to do the Maisa Kinyan today on Friday, but everybody's going to be eating the chametz until tomorrow. So some suggest, oh, do the Maisa Kinyan today and the Chalosa Kinyan tomorrow. Chalosa Kinyan tomorrow, that's from Kivayger Safek. Kivayger is writing about. So there are different ways to get out of it, but that's where this comes up, in that discussion of Mechiras Chametz. That the Maisa, but what, why am I bringing this in here? Because what does this Gemara seem to say? The Gemara is talking about today it's going to be cold, tomorrow it's going to be Kodesh. Sounds like you're doing the Kinyan, at least the Chalosa Kinyan on Shabbos. So is this against Rabbi Akiva Eger? So some say maybe, maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Akiva Eger's suffix was only by Mekachu Memkar. By sales, by transactions, but being Makdish something. Yes, the Mishnah Beitza says you can't do the Maisa Hakdasha on Shabbos, but maybe even Rabbi Akiva Eger would agree that to have a Chalos Hakdasha on Shabbos would be okay. So that's a discussion of Rabbi Akiva Eger on this Mishnah. What about the salt issue? You know, when you eat some salt, then I'll tell you. So some say that salt is always gives time to something. So he's saying you don't know the time. You gotta eat some salt. I gotta give you some time. But it's all quoted in the Paradis Yosef on Vayikra, where it talks about every carbon has to have salt. So he goes to Nodeb Yehuda's Hakdama. Nodeb Yehuda's Hakdama, where he quotes from the Chachmei Hateva. The Chachmei Hateva said that everybody's body is made up of what doctors here? Water, shemen, oil, sid, lime. I don't know exactly what that is, and melach. Those are the four. Not that those aren't the four humors, but I guess Mayim Shem and Sidamela Umatzu b'mofes, and they found amazingly Sha Adam b'chayev hayayoser charif ubal seichel. The higher IQ, yishbo yoser mechelke melach. The more salt you have, more salt the higher. So it says the Paradis Yosef. According to that, that's exactly what our Gemara is saying. You got to eat some salt to understand this. Why? You got to get more salt in your body, and then you'll be more bucky, more charif. Again, I don't know what those are. How do those translate into modern medicine? But it's an idea about the melach. Okay, Tanan Hassam. Oh, I really want to say that grow. We'll see if we have a chance. If not, the best run tomorrow morning. Tanan Hassam says the Mishnah in Tvul Yom. Baruch Hashem, we're being able to do a lot of, touch on a lot of different mesechtis and taras the past couple days. Mikvos, taras, and now Tvul Yom. Tanan Hassam, login Tvul Yom Shem Malu Min HaChavish Al Meiser Tevel. Let's say you have a barrel of Meiser Rishon. A barrel of Maaser Rishon. You took off Truma Gadol already, that goes to the Kohen. You have Maaser Rishon now that has to go to the Levi. But we know in Maaser Rishon, hidden in there is Trumas Maaser, which the Levi has to give to the Kohen. That Trumas Maaser has the same status of Truma Gadol. If a Zar eats that, it's Vachai Misa De Shemayim. It's very Chamor. So let's say you have that barrel. You take a pitcher that is a Tful Yom, which means it's Tameh, it's going to be Tahar tonight. You already put it into the mikvah. You have to wait till Harav Shemesh. That's a Tvul Yom. So you took that pitcher and filled it up, and then filled it up with the Maaser Rishon. So yeah, you have your Maaser Rishon in that pitcher. And we know the halach is that a Tvul Yom passels, makes Tamei Truma. So this pitcher isn't filled with Truma. It's filled with Maaser Rishon with Truma in it. So the halach is, though, but even though Truma's in it, but because it wasn't Hufrash yet, it doesn't have the status of Truma. It's still called Maaser Rishon. So as of now, what's in this pitcher is not Tamei, because of the Tvul Yom. But what do you say? You say, this amafresh the Trumas Meiser when it gets dark. In similar case that we just said, when it gets dark, it's not a Tvul Yom anymore. and when it gets dark, I want to be mafer. So which happened first? Is it tamir or tatar? So the Gemara says, dvar of kayamin. It works, meaning, really, what kicks in first? First, the tful yom is not a tful yom anymore, and then, after that, your hafrasha works, and therefore the shumas maaser is fine. The imamar, irvili bazel omar klum. But you can't use it as your eruv. You can't use this as your eruv also. Why not? Amar Rava, zosameres, what does this prove to me? Sof hayom kona eruv. This proved to me that, really, when is the time of kinyan eruv? The last second of Friday. That's really the moment that you have to be koning your Erev, whatever that is. Benish Mashas is a suffix. But the last second of Friday, that's when the Erev is really nicknamed. Why? Because if you say it's really the first second of Shabbos that's koning your Erev, so Erev, my lower clumsy, here it should be fine. If it's the first second, so then the first second in this case, you have everything's fine. You have Chulin, you have Meiser Rishon that's Mesukan, and you have separate Chumas Meiser, it should be fine if it goes by the first second of Shabbos. So Amar Papa says, no, maybe there's no raya. Even if you say you go by the Tchilas Hayom, the first second of Shabbos, no, you still need it to be roy by that first second. And here it gets becomes roy the first second. And it's still too late, even if you go by the Tchilas Hayom. Okay, so that is discussions of times of Erevin. And Tzvekas. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Masna Adam Alei Ruva Omar. Let's say it's Friday afternoon, and I don't know which side of this of my town I want to make an Erev on, because so maybe I want to make it to the east, maybe I want to make it to the west, as we'll see reasons in a minute. So says the Mishnah, the Tanakama, I'm allowed to make a Tanai. I'm allowed to set up two Erevs, 1,000 amos to my east, 1,000 amos to my west. Masna Adam Alei Ruva, a person can make a Tanai, the Omer, and say, in Bo Nachrim and Mizrach, let's say there's an army attacking, coming from the east, a ruvi lamayrev. Send my eruv to the mayrev, so I could run away. Min a mayrev a ruvi lamizrav. If they come from the west, my eruv is to the east. Well, if it's takanas tafashas, obviously you can do whatever you want. But I guess you just don't want to be around when the attacking army comes, and therefore you can make this tonight. In bo lakan lakan, unless they come from both sides. Lakam jaris eilech. Okay, I'll pick one. That's going to get into the issues of brera. That's tomorrow's daf. Major discussion in Shas. Issue of Reira, that's tomorrow's Daf Yomi. Bez Hashem. Lobo, Lolokan, Lolokan, Harini Kimne Iri. If they don't come from either, let's say the armies go home. So, I'm like one of my city. So, you can make that Tanai according to the Tanakama. Or the opposite. Imba Chacham and Mizrach. Let's say it's not that you're running away, you're running too. Let's say I know there's a Tabat Chacham coming from the east, and I'm going to want to go hear his shir, a Ruvi Lamizrach. So, my ear is to the east. Fine. Min a Meirav, a Ruvi Lamizrach. If he comes from the west, I want my ear to be to the west. Bolokan, Lolokan. Let's say two Rebbe's come. Lolokan, Jerez, Eilach. I'll have to choose. Halavai, we shouldn't have such problems. Right? If no Rav comes, I'm like my city. I'm like somebody from my city. So that's the Tanakama. You're allowed to make a Tanai on your Erev. I'm like the rest of the people of my city who didn't set any type of Tchum Shabbos, meaning 2,000 Amos outside my city in all directions. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says no. Im haya echem hen rabo holichetz al rabo. Rabbi Huda has a detail machlokes. If one of the rebbes that come is your rebbe, so then we were omid your das, that's the one that you wanted to go to, and you can't choose to go to the other one. Im haya shnein rabos of the makam shiris yelech. But if you, two of your rebbes came, so again, then you're back to you could choose. Piyaza Rabbi Yitzchak tani yifcha kula masnisan. When Rabbi Yitzchak came, he said the examples given just the opposite. He said the case of if the Nachrim are coming, so then you want to go to the side of the Nachrim, and you don't want to go to the side of the Rebbe. So ask the Gemara, what's the case there? Right? But it says just the opposite. So kasha Nachrim, Nachrim, kasha Chacham, Chacham. So we have a stira in the way Rabbi Yitzchak reported this halacha. So Nachrim, Nachrim, Lokash, there's no stira in the Nachrim, our Mishnah, which says you're running away from the Nachrim, and the way that he reported it was that you're running towards the Nachrim. Habib, Par, Hagvana, Habamari, Damasa. Depends who's coming. If it's a Par, Hagvana, which Rashi says somebody's going to collect your taxes and you're trying to run away from him, obviously, talking about a case where it's taxes that you don't have to pay, because it's a halacha, but first you have to pay taxes. So it's a type of government that's not fair, and against Jews, whatever it is. So then in that case, then you're running away. But in the other case of Mari Damasa, let's say somebody, Tzarchu Lefayes, let's say it's the politician, right? Yesterday was election day, that you want to schmooze with, you want him to get to know you a little bit, so you want to go to him. So that's the case of the Nachrim that you want to run to. What about the case of the Chacham? Haba Moshe Pirki, Haba Mikri B'Shma. One is Moshe Pirki, he's a great Baal Darshan, him you want to run to here. But the one you want to run away from is the Makri Shma. Who's that? So Rashi says, Melamde Tinokos Lehispalel.
The one who teaches the kids to daven. So Rashi doesn't explain why. What's he does the psukim over and over again. You get a headache. I mean, what why are you running away? That's why the yavesh, the guy in the back, is like, no, he's the guy who's from the school. He's coming to collect tuition. Right? So you're running away. You don't have to give the money right now. So that's why you need a couple of days. That's why you're running away. And the yavesh quotes that from the Sefer Ha'aruch. And the yavesh argues he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that pshat. Maybe because also it's a mitzvah to pay tuition. But so he gives another pshat. Got what he says. He says that here maybe it's you don't have enough food in your house, you know. So, but again, why would Dafka him and not the other? Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hayachemayhem. Two more lines. Rabbi Yehuda says if one of them's your Rebbe, so then you have to go to your Rebbe. What was the Tanakama thinking? So Tanakama doesn't agree with that. Same verse says in the Chinami. V'Rabbanon Zimnin Denicha Lebechavre Tveimei Rabbe. Sometimes, you know, you're not in the mood to, sometimes, you know, you hear your Rebbe always, sometimes you're in the mood for somebody else, you're in the mood to go hear a different person than your Rebbe, period. Okay? Yeah? What's scholar in residence? Correct. Mucker for scholar in residence. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Be'ez Shem starts the Sugya of Breira, Erev and Lama Zayin. There are three sugyas that always work together. My Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, always says, whenever you do Breira, there are three sugyas that overlap. Breira, Tanai, and Asmachta. Those are the three sugyas and shas that overlap about future events impacting past events. That's tomorrow's daf. But Be'ez Shem, I'll start with that Vilna Gaon on Parshas Zos HaBracha. Okay, Teishi, it was Zechnash of Moshe Shlomo Ben Yaakov.